You know, think about that feeling, that moment when your gear just works. You're out there, maybe the weather's turned nasty, the trail's rough, and that piece of kit you counted on, it delivers. There's just this real satisfaction in that, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Dependability is everything in those moments.
Exactly. And that's sort of the feeling we're diving into today. We've got some really interesting stuff here, sparked by a feature in BTA Magazine. It's all about the Giant Loop Revelstoke dry bag.
Yeah, what BTA points out is this isn't, just another dry bag. It's
Right.
different. They really highlight its like deliberate simplicity, but combined with serious toughness.
Minimalist but bomb-proof kind of thing.
Pretty much. It's built as this like solid partner for anyone really pushing it. Doesn't matter if you're on a bike hitting gnarly single track, or maybe a snowmobile in deep powder, even an ATV exploring way out back. The magazine really hammers home that it's designed specifically for that hardcore off-road backcountry rider.
Right. And the core job it does, fundamentally, is keeping your essential stuff dry and secure. Doesn't matter what the weather's doing or the terrain.
Totally. It's got this 16-liter capacity.
Which, okay, might not sound huge at first.
Exactly. But as BTA notes, that's often like the perfect size for a lot of trips. It's not so massive that your gear's just rattling around inside,
Yeah, nothing worse than that.
But it's sized just right for what you genuinely need when you're really out there pushing your limits.
That's a really good point. I mean, the basic problem for anyone heading out, right? How do you carry the important stuff without it getting soaked or bouncing all over the place or just being a pain to lug around?
Yeah, the fundamentals. And what the magazine really underlines is how the Revelstoke just tackles that head on. It's about having your essentials, easy to get to, shielded from the mud, the rain, the dust. No fuss, no extra complications, just solid, reliable performance.
Okay, so let's dig into what actually makes it work so well. BTA talks a lot about its versatility. Sounds like it's not just for one type of bike or trip.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
That's a key thing they found. It seems you can securely strap this thing to a whole range of machines.
Rare.
We're talking motorcycles, obviously, but also snowmobiles, UTVs, even bigger overland rigs. It's that adaptability, that ability to work across different platforms that really makes it stand out, according to the article.
So how does it actually attach? What makes it so versatile?
Well, what's clever is the system they've used. It combines these aluminum D-rings with webbing daisy chains.
Okay.
So that gives you a whole bunch of really secure tie-down points. As the article mentions, this is critical because, adventure riders, they have all sorts of different bikes, different racks, different
All
setups.
right, everyone's got their own way of doing things.
Exactly. So you're not stuck with just one way to fix it on. You've got options depending on your vehicle, your situation.
And it looks like Giant Loop has thought about the straps too. BTA mentions their pronghorn strap sounds like a quick release system.
Yeah, for quick on and off.
And an anchor strap kit, specifically for snow bikes and snowmobiles.
Tailored for those specific needs.
And even just longer cinch straps if you need to, say, lash it down next to other luggage or something bulkier.
Right. It's often that kind of detailed thinking, those little considerations that elevate a piece of gear,
Yeah.
especially when you're using it in really tough conditions. It makes a difference.
Totally. Good gear versus truly great gear.
Precisely. And that shape,
Strap on.
it's kind of trim,
Yeah.
rectangular.
Yeah.
That's not just for looks. Think about it in terms of off-road riding or even snowmobiling through trees. You want to minimize anything bulky, anything that could snag on branches or throw off your balance on tricky
Oh,
sections.
yeah, definitely. Catching a bag on something is the worst.
So the magazine points out how that lower profile design helps make the whole setup more streamlined, more manageable, and ultimately safer too.
Okay, let's get practical. That's 16 liters. What can you really fit in there? BTA gives some ideas, right?
Yeah, they gave a pretty good picture. Think like a compact toolkit, essential. Your rain gear, obviously.
Always pack the rain gear.
Always. Maybe an extra warm layer, spare gloves, basic emergency supplies,
First aid, maybe a repair kit patch.
that kind of thing. And of course, crucial snacks and maybe a hydration bladder.
So, the real essentials for a solid day out. It paints a picture of keeping things like organized and accessible.
Exactly. And the closure system, that roll top, that adds another smart touch. Like the article says, when you roll it down tight, yeah, it creates the waterproof seal. That's crucial.
Right.
But it also lets you compress the bag. If you're carrying less, you can roll it down more, maybe get it down to around 12 liters.
Ah, okay, so it adapts to the load size.
Yeah, really clever. The bag sort of adjusts to what you're carrying. You're not forced to just fill empty space or try and cram too much in. it adapts.
Now, this is where I think the real engineering comes in. The actual construction. BTA doesn't just say it's waterproof. They talk about how this Giant Loop's own bombshell fabric and radio frequency welded seams.
Yeah, that combo sounds seriously heavy duty.
It really does.
And that pairing the tough fabric and that welding technique, that's what lets the bag be, well, as the magazine puts it, completely impervious to water, mud, dust, snow, you name it.
Basically, everything you don't want getting to your gear.
Exactly. Just forms this solid barrier, protects your important stuff from pretty much the worst the environment can throw at you. And for anyone heading out into really unpredictable weather or terrain, that level of protection, that's huge peace of mind.
Definitely. And that roll top with the sturdy buckles on the side?
Yeah.
It's not just keeping water out, is it?
No. BTA emphasizes that too.
Yeah.
It also makes sure everything inside stays put, which, you know, anyone who's ridden really rough ground knows how annoying and even dangerous it can be when your load starts shifting around.
Oh, yeah. It can totally affect your bike's handling.
Totally. So that secure closure helps prevent that unwanted movement.
So the whole design philosophy, reading between the lines of the BTA piece, seems to be about ruggedness and simplicity.
Yeah. Rugged durability and straightforward function. You don't see a lot of, like, pointless bells and whistles.
No unnecessary pockets or straps everywhere.
Exactly. It's just a really well-engineered dry bag that focuses on doing its main job, keeping stuff dry and secure extremely well.
And the fabric itself, that bombshell stuff BTA mentions, it's really abrasion resistant too.
Mm-hmm. Which speaks to how long it might last, you know, potential longevity.
Right. It's not just waterproof today. It'll hopefully stand up to wear and tear.
And Giant Loop backs it with a limited lifetime warranty, which, again, as the magazine implies, adds another layer of confidence for the buyer. It shows the company believes in the product.
Okay, so summing up the core message from BTA Magazine, it feels pretty clear. This Revelstoke dry bag, it's not just another bag. It sounds like a really dependable, thoughtfully designed bit of essential gear, something you can actually rely on, properly rely on to do its job. So you can just, you know, focus on the ride, the adventure.
Yeah, the magazine's overall feeling seems to be that it's a really solid investment for people who are serious about their adventure riding or snowmobiling or whatever it is.
It really captures that essence, doesn't it?
So just to recap the key takeaways from the BTA article, the Giant Loop Revelstoke dry bag really shines because of, one, its versatile mounting system, those D-rings and daisy chains. Two, that carefully chosen 16-liter size. Perfect, they suggest, for a day's essentials. Tools, rain gear, maybe snacks, water.
The core stuff.
Yeah. And three, it's super rugged, totally waterproof construction. Thanks to that bombshell fabric and the welded seams.
And don't forget, it's pretty light too, right? About a pound and a half?
Right. Just 1 pound, 8 ounces. And you get that useful compression with the roll top.
Yeah, the magazine really drove home that sort of no-nonsense design and the confidence that gives you when you know you're heading into challenging places. Muddy trails, deep snow, remote highways, wherever.
There's definitely a sense from the article that this bag is built to take a beating, whatever you and your machine can dish out, which makes it seem like a genuinely worthwhile investment if you're serious about getting out there.
So this brings up a good point for you listening right now. Think about your own adventures. What's the essential gear you absolutely have to take?
Mm-hmm.
And could having a really, truly bomb-proof, adaptable way to carry it, like this Revelstoke dry bag seems to be, could that actually improve your trip?
Could it boost your experience, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, give you more peace of mind?
Yeah, peace of mind is huge. Doesn't matter what machine you're on or what conditions you might hit.
It's definitely something to think about, whether that level of guaranteed protection for your essentials could be like a real game changer for your next journey out there.